But first, he's one of the most polarising figures in Australian political history. Lionel Murphy was a Justice of the High Court, a Labor Attorney General, and a political figure accused and acquitted of serious crimes. Today, documents relating to an inquiry into bribery allegations conducted more than 30 years ago have been made public. So what do the secret Lionel Murphy files reveal? Lionel Murphy's biographer, Jenny Hocking, is in Parliament House in Canberra to find out, and she spoke with political reporter Tom Eagledon shortly after the files were released.
There's thousands of pages of what's really raw material, but that is the original materials that have been brought into the Commission of Inquiry during its term. It had the broadest possible terms of reference in which it literally invited people to come forward with any claims about Lionel Murphy from any time of his life. So it was extraordinarily broad. It was open for people to make the most remarkable claims against Murphy. And if you've had a quick look, as I have, through the 41 allegations which are detailed there, they are of what I would describe as varying degrees of absurdity. They include claims that he was a member of a Soviet spy ring. They include claims of blackmail, of importing pornography, of being involved with Abe Saffron. I mean, these are really appalling commentaries on the state of the Commission of Inquiry, the breadth of the Commission of Inquiry, and the fact that these are being circulated as any sort of evidentiary base, I think, is really quite disgraceful.
Of those 41 allegations you mentioned there, many were obviously known and have been for decades. Are there any new ones there, though, any new mud, if you like, that in your words, is being flung at Lionel Murphy here?
Well, there's a great deal of new mud that's been flung at Lionel Murphy. Some of them were outrightly dismissed already by the Commission of Inquiry. But look, I think we have to come back at all times to the core aspect here, which is that these had simply not been tested. They'd not been tested in the sense that Lionel Murphy was at this time dying. He had not been given and was not able to have any opportunity even to know those allegations, let alone respond to them. So that's the simple state at which the Commission of Inquiry got. Far from it being a point at which any of this might be answered, that's precisely what it wasn't. It wasn't the capacity to answer any of the claims, of which there were many, many made against Murphy over the years. And one of the intriguing things I found in my biography of Lionel Murphy is just how heavily politicised this degree of claim and allegation against Lionel Murphy was. I mean, from the moment Murphy went from the Whitlam government to the High Court, there were very publicly stated intentions to destroy his tenure on the bench and to remove him from the bench. And this culminated in a series of claims made through what were called the age tapes, incorrectly, since there was only ever one tape that mentioned Lionel Murphy. But it began a process of calling for Murphy's removal from the bench under Section 72 of the Constitution. And I think those claims are what you see the culmination of in the Commission of Inquiry.
What do you think would have been the impact of the airing of these sorts of allegations had Justice Murphy not been dying of cancer and they had been published or aired at the time when he was still alive and this inquiry was going on?
Well, they couldn't have been accessed and aired in this way had Murphy still been alive, because he would presumably, and one would hope, would have been given the opportunity to respond to them. So what we're seeing now is unfiltered allegations, and this is almost unheard of. I mean, commissions of inquiry do not publish, in a general sense, their raw data, which is simply the material that has been brought to them by members of the public for all manner of reasons and with all manner of degrees of verifiability and veracity. I mean, it's given people with an axe to grind an open avenue to come forward and make those claims to the Commission of Inquiry. The Commission of Inquiry itself removed a lot of those core allegations, seeing them clearly for what they were, which was nothing other than malicious and unsubstantiated claims. And Murphy's legal team and Murphy himself would have had the opportunity to deal with those claims had he been alive at the time.
Nonetheless, this inquiry was, though, called for by a Labor government. It was under pressure because of some of these allegations and the fact that, as you say, Justice Murphy was on the High Court at the time. I mean, given that, surely this couldn't be an entirely political exercise, given it came from his side of politics.
Well, I think we need to recall that Murphy has faced already five such inquiries, including two trials at which he was acquitted. Nobody has been put through the sort of exhaustive examination of his life and his life's work, which was, after all, a life's work based on ensuring the rule of law and ensuring a radical and reforming approach to the law.
That's Lionel Murphy's biographer, Jenny Hocking, speaking about those newly released documents with our political reporter, Tom Eagledon.